You are listening to A Lenten Walk Through the Word, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
And Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by the devil. And he ate nothing during those days. And when they were ended, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." And Jesus answered him, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone." And the devil took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time and said to him, "To you I will give all this authority and their glory, for it has been delivered to me, and I give it to whom I will. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." And Jesus answered him, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." And he took him to Jerusalem and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone." And Jesus answered him, "It is said, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." And when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time. Here ends the reading. One of the gospel accounts of the temptation of Jesus always is the gospel reading for the first Sunday in Lent. Our Sunday lectionary readings are in Matthew this year, and you would have heard Matthew's account in worship on March 1st. Our daily readings bring us to the account in Luke, and in this season of Lent, seems to me you can't hear this too often. And why is that? Because the 40 days of our Lenten observance, excluding Sundays which are in Lent but not of Lent, takes its shape from Jesus 40 days in the wilderness, being tempted by the devil. For the Lord, this time of testing was a direct challenge to Jesus as beloved Son of God, declared so at his baptism just before. As Jesus rose up out of the baptismal waters full of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit led him into the wilderness. The devil tempts Jesus with basic human need, hunger, authority and glory, and finally, the devil even uses scripture to try to trick Jesus into testing God. But in each instance, the Lord responds with words of scripture to resist temptation. And though Jesus remained faithful and obedient, the devil departed from him until an opportune time. And how are your 40 days in the wilderness of Lent going? Is the devil tempting you? If you've decided to abstain from something throughout Lent, are you being tempted mightily to eat of the forbidden fruit? If you've chosen to add a daily Bible reading or devotional time to your Lenten journey, are you keeping your discipline faithfully? Or are you finding the devil tempting you at every turn? The good news is that our Savior and Lord is faithful and obedient, though we are yet sinners. Should you stumble in your Lenten observance, get up, turn around, and head off again in the right direction, trusting, knowing that for Jesus' sake, we have a God of beginning again. Let's pray. Lord God, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. May we find mercy and forgiveness in the embrace of the sinless one, Jesus the Christ. Amen. A suggested Lenten response for today: make yourself a Lenten calendar, not unlike an Advent calendar, and mark a cross on each day as it's done.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our ministry and mission. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.